Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Joe Davis will be calling the game tomorrow on Fox. He's also the Dodgers play-by-play announcer, working with John Smoltz, friend of the show and Hall of Famer. And Joe Davis joining us now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Joe, we appreciate the time this afternoon. How you doing?
Doing great, guys, of course. How are you?
Doing well. We have an idea of how big this whole story was here, for how long it was a big story. What was the initial reaction in Los Angeles when the deal got done?
I think that it was something that they saw could happen. You know, like when obviously Freddie Freeman entering free agency, and more of a pipe dream, though, I think, for Dodger fans before the lockout, because everybody assumed that Freddie was going to be a Brave forever. So when it didn't happen, you come out of the lockout, you start thinking, okay, maybe there is a chance. Then the Olsen thing happens, and I know it was probably the same here. It snowballed really quickly to the point where the news broke, and I mean, he's somebody who Dodger fans saw very closely the last couple of years, what he did to the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series especially. So it was there was quite the elation for Dodger fans when it did go down.
Yeah, at the risk of sounding, Joe, overly dramatic, it just seems like destiny. These two teams are going to lock horns with a championship or at least a pennant on the line once again when all is said and done. At least on paper, it seems that way.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's... The Dodgers have gone through a little stretch here the last few weeks where they haven't played as well. I know the Braves early on weren't as good, but that's the beauty of the 162-game season, that we get to learn what these teams are. You know, you can't hide in a 162-game season, and I think that as we get deeper into this, the best team, it looks like, again, these are going to be two of them.
Joe, we just talked to Lauren Shahadi, and I'm not kidding, like her first job on camera, minus 40 degrees, doing North Dakota everything. JV hockey was part of her assignment. I know you know, people I think sometimes think the infamous, guy was born on third base. You did your work before you got this Dodger job.
Yeah, I've always known that this is what I wanted to do. So I think that helped, guys, that I went to a college that wasn't a broadcasting school, but I played football there, and the recruiting pitch was that I could announce the games right away. So I didn't have any competition to do the game since it wasn't a broadcasting school. So I did everything I could while I was in college, and a few years down this way in minor league baseball doing the Montgomery Biscuits. And I'm very conscious of the fact that I got to where I wanted to go a lot faster than a lot of people are lucky enough to have happen. So. And there are people that have grinded away in the minors a lot longer than me and that deserve shots that haven't gotten them yet or deserved them earlier than they got them. So, yeah, I put work in, but anybody in this business, you guys know, if you want to climb the ladder in it, you've got to work hard because they're amazing jobs and there's so many people that want to do them.
Joe Davis with us, Dodgers play-by-play voice. Of course, he and Smoltzy will be calling the game tomorrow on Fox, Dodgers and Braves. So what's the craziest promotion that you remember being a part of with the Montgomery Biscuits?
Oh, man. I don't know if there's one in particular that comes to mind. Every game they would, some places have T-shirt cannons. In Montgomery, they had a biscuit gun. Like, it would launch tinfoil biscuits into the crowd. So that was an every-night thing.
Was that sponsored by a local attorney, just in case somebody loses an eye?
Ah, that's funny. It probably would have been. I'm sure they found a way to sponsor it somehow.
Joe, the other part about this is, we talk about buses and everything else. When you find out you're actually getting this job, another conversation we have with players and have with Lauren, who do you call? Like if this is the lifelong dream, that's got to be a hell of a phone call.
It was really cool, guys. One of the best parts, one of the days I'll remember most about the whole thing was a couple days before it was officially announced that I was getting the World Series. I made a long list of everybody that I felt like had impacted me throughout my career and called all those people. A lot of them I hadn't talked to in years, back to my early ESPN days, which not that long ago, but it's still, we're talking 8-10 years ago since I talked to some of these people, and just told them what was coming and thanked them for everything they did to help me get here. So there were, it was a big, long list. It was such an amazing day of reconnecting with people, and it was really cool to hear how much it meant to those people to reconnect like that.
All right, on the good nights, the best nights for the Dodgers, how good are they? I mean, from stem to stern, starting pitching, bullpen, and you've seen really good nights. It certainly was a good week in Cincinnati. How good is this team?
I think they're the best team in baseball when on the really good nights. I know the Yankees are having an incredible year. I don't know how sustainable. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how sustainable it is for even the greatest team ever, what the Yankees are doing at this point. But you look at, you know, just comparing it to them, because I think that's the easiest head-to-head comparison for who has the best roster in baseball. I don't know that their starting pitching is sustainable. So we'll see. So I just really think when the Dodgers are having their best night, when they've got somebody on the mound who's locked in and the lineup's healthy and clicking, it's scary.
Joe, how, by the way, in the job with the Dodgers, how quickly did you get a chance to meet Vin?
Pretty quickly, before I did any games, actually. I met him. We were both at a sponsorship event. We both spoke at the sponsorship event, and so I got to meet him then, and then really only interacted a couple more times just because our schedules were completely opposite. He was doing home games. I was doing the road games. Cherish every chance I get to be around Vin.
I mean, I think he's every broadcaster's icon. He's the bar. And the ultimate compliment you can pay the guy is it just, when he did it, it was effortless. And we know it's not effortless, but he made it sound like he was just talking to you. It was easy. He was just having a conversation. And like I said, we all know it's not.
And kept an enthusiasm for 60-plus years while doing it, too.
Yeah, 67 years. And, I think the reason that one of the reasons it sounded like he was talking to you is because he was solo, which is nobody's doing anymore. I think the greatest storyteller ever to do it, and you can make an argument the dude's the greatest storyteller ever to live in any field, right? Like, I just incredible what he did for so long at the level that he did it.
Joe, we talk about, Nick and I had a chance to go to Dodger Stadium and see that area right before you walk onto the field with the gold gloves, the MVPs, the pictures, the plaques. The trophies.
I tried to take a couple, but security stopped me.
That stadium is really, I don't know if it's underrated. I don't know if people talk about it enough. That stadium, in terms of how they let you know who the Dodgers are and what the Dodgers have been, I don't know if I've been in a stadium that does it better.
Yeah, you were so right about that. The players talk about it too, guys, because that's how you get to the clubhouse. You take those elevators down to the lowest level, and the players walk right through all that history. They see the gold gloves and the MVPs and the rookie of the years and the Cy Youngs. They see all that stuff every day that they walk into the clubhouse, and it's a physical reminder, tangible reminder of, being – what being a part of the Dodgers, what being a Dodger means.
And we'll finish up. Been doing it. He's another guy. He made an easy transition. While it's not easy, if you make it sound easy, people just say it's easy. What about the relationship so far?
Yeah, John and I are from about 15 minutes apart in Michigan. So we bonded over that, a couple small towns right there in mid-Michigan. We bonded over that when we started doing games together in 2017 or 2018, and that's the great thing, that not only have we done regular season games a lot of weekends for the last 5 years or so, we've done postseason games too. We've done the division series together the last 4 years. We've done championship series games here and there when Joe Buck was off to an NFL, and so it's not like I'm just dropping into the booth and meeting the guy, trying to figure out as we go here. We've got a great relationship in place, and I know you guys know that the foundation of any on-air chemistry is a real-life relationship. So very thankful that I have a good one with him.
Well, obviously, it's been a success so far. Joe, we do appreciate the time. Hopefully, we can talk again, have a good call this weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, you got sir. It. Joe Davis, Dodgers play-by-play voice, also the national voice with Fox, calling the game with Smoltz tomorrow with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Obviously, John Smoltz, friend.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.